The Silver State and its casinos have resisted the anti-smoking tide that has swept to so many other states. 18 of 23 states with commercial casinos do not allow smoking inside those buildings. So how could a smoking ban in a city halfway around the world, in this case Macau, change our state's stance on puffing in public places? Robert Shore is an analyst with Union Gaming Research, and he joins us to talk about how a smoking ban in Macau's casinos could spread to Nevada. Robert Shore, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem.
We think of Macau as being a lot like Las Vegas, with a lot of smoking inside the casinos. So why is Macau banning smoking in casinos beginning in October?
Obviously smoking is a public health issue, for the dealers and the players. But there's definitely some important distinctions between the Macau market and the Las Vegas market. One thing, of course, Macau being much more gaming-centric and probably a bigger, higher proportion of smokers versus Las Vegas.
So what does this mean in Macau? Does it mean there is no smoking at all in casinos come October?
I know, a few important things to note. All the operators will be allowed to build smoking rooms on their mass market gaming floors, which in theory would be similar to smoking rooms found at major airports. So if you're, a player in Macau on a mass market gaming floor and you want to get up from your slot machine and table, there are smoking options. They're just in a separate smoking room. And more importantly, if you're a VIP player, which accounts for roughly 60 to 70% of the Macau market, our understanding is these rooms will still be allowed to have smoking.
Now, Howard Stutz, a columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, wrote about how this could lead to a smoking ban in Nevada. Why would a smoking ban in Macau lead to the same thing over here?
I wouldn't necessarily draw that correlation. I mean, there is, major companies that have exposure to both markets, talking Las Vegas Sands, Wynn Resorts, MGM, that are in both markets, but, completely different governments. I wouldn't draw a correlation. I would think that, Nevada would take a quick page from Macau anytime soon.
So, but is there a possibility that if they see it working over there, it could be adapted here?
I think in the long term, I would think mostly all states would, at some point, would look to, curtail smoking or ban smoking. I mean, there's obviously, a clear public health issue.
Yeah, and yet there's still 5 of the 23 states with commercial casinos here who do allow smoking. Why would a smoking ban in Macau have a greater influence than the 18 states that have already banned it?
I don't think it does. There is big operators in both markets, but I don't think Nevada would take a page from the Macau government.
The analyst quoted in the Review-Journal article by Howard Stutz that smoking bans have led to steep declines in gaming business. What would we expect to happen to gaming business if Nevada did enact a smoking ban?
Yeah, there'd definitely be a decline. I don't know if it would be steep. I think one example he may be citing was Illinois had a very steep revenue decline when they banned smoking because those customers could then just go to neighboring Indiana. But I think if you look at Las Vegas, right now the visitor coming to the market is coming in to go to, nightclubs, the Hakkasans, the excesses, great restaurants, retail. There's not really another option like that. So there'd be a minor impact, I think, when some players would have less time and device to go outside and smoke. But I don't think it'd be that material. I think for markets like Reno, which maybe has less of a differential offering versus Las Vegas, those players could then maybe go to California, which would allow smoking. So I don't think it would impact Las Vegas as much as it would, some of the smaller counties across Nevada.
Robert Shore is an analyst with Union Gaming Research. Mr. Shore, thank you very much for joining us.
Great to be here.